Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God prepared and formed and fashioned and created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2. The earth was without form and an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the water. Now we're talking again, and I want to mention again, God's divine order, or His pattern. That's different from His principle. Hallelujah. Although His principle governs everything. And as I get into it, you understand more what I'm talking about when I say God's divine order. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, the Bible says, I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How many are familiar with that scripture? Now, again, you know this, but faith doesn't come by having heard. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Is that right? You don't eat one meal and then don't eat anymore, do you? I mean, you don't feed your physical body just one meal and expect it to last you the rest of your life, do you? We won't say how many meals we feed our body a day. We won't even go there. But Jesus said it like this: man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, you know, we know, according to the word of God, that we're spirit beings. Now, Paul says in his writing to the Corinthians, he says, make mention or give the revelation that there's an inner man and there's an outer man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The inner man is the spirit man. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the works of our hand. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now in Genesis, you'll see two words, and the Greek or the Hebrew have different meanings for those two words. And I'm not going to get into that part of it, but I want you to know that God created and then God made. God created and God made. God created with His word. He made man. The Bible says he got dirt. He got dust, and He fashioned him with His hand. God created and God made. When God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, we were created. Now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 says, we understand by faith, or by faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are, what, seen were not made out of things that do appear. Now, notice what that did not say. It did not say God made the world out of nothing. It said He made it out of something that you couldn't see. So the inner man was not made out of nothing. He was made out of something that you couldn't see. Spirit. Now, we have detailed information about the human anatomy. Cells, nerves, you name it. We know the parts, we can name it. They got names for it. Lungs, heart, yeah. Stomach, kidneys, you name it. The detail. They're great thick books. I mean, I've seen great thick book about the human anatomy, the human body. I mean, and you wonder who in the world would know remember all of that. But I've talked to a doctor, man, and I was like, he got to know the whole book. Now, even with the bone, we was going to Texas, and I don't know, I think my grandbaby wanted to know how many bones that we had or something like that. So Deborah went on the phone and looked it up. I think it was 206 bones in the body. Right? And so we like learning things. And so we were like, whoa. And she's 5 years old, and that's when you don't wait till a child get old and you start teaching. And so I'm thinking, whoa, 206. I don't know. I believe it was 206. Okay, y'all, I could be off a little bit. I could be off by one or two. You look at it. I know it's a lot of bones, okay? But I said that to say this. Your spirit man is made out of spirit substance. I was reading behind one gentleman, and I'm very careful quoting what other people say when they use certain terminology. But I was thinking on these lines for years, and I try to use illustration Like Jesus used natural things to explain spiritual things because they're parallel. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Remember, he says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Why? Because he know in the natural, you're going to learn what a belly is. Some people call it a belly. Some call it a stomach. Right? He says, out of your belly shall flow the spirit. Now, doctors and nutritionists tell you that your health is in your guts. That's another terminology for belly, amen, or stomach, your gut. Can I say that, Minister Lee? Can I say that? Can I use those three words? Everything is in that gut. It gets into your bloodstream, right? Okay. Now, I'm not talking nutrition. I'm trying to get a spiritual principle over to you. Our spirit is made of spiritual cells. Okay, can I say that here? They say, I do remember this in school. A lot of stuff they said in school, I don't remember. But I try my best. You know, I can't go back. I'm still learning, amen. But spiritual things has really captured me, more so than natural things. I want to know spiritual things far greater than I do natural things. Though I want to know natural things, but they're not priority with. So our spirit man is made out of material. If it was that important, God would have put it in the Bible for us to learn all the material that he made the spiritual man. All we need to know is that we're a spirit being. Amen. And there is a spirit world. Now, there wouldn't be a natural world if it wasn't spiritual power or a spirit world backing it. Spiritual things sustain all natural things. There wouldn't be a natural if there wasn't what we call a supernatural. Though we don't see that term in the Bible, supernatural. We see the word spiritual, because in the spirit world, every activity is natural. In that realm, no one there needs a miracle. God never intended us to live by miracles. The scripture says the just shall live by faith. That's a spiritual substance. So we're a three-part being. We're a spirit being. We have a soul. My God, this helped me when I got this revelation. It changed my whole thinking process and how I view life in general. This right here, knowing who I was. I was lost to that fact. For years, I was just existing and not knowing why. I don't think the question ever too much come into my mind, who am I? Because when I told my grandson, he's 5 years old, and I said, Caleb, who are you? Caden, who are you? He said, I'm Caden Hill. I said, no, you're not. I said, that's your name. He got quiet, and I got quiet, because I know he's a thinker. He's 5 years old, but he's a thinker. And he says, well, Papa, who am I? I said, I'm glad you asked. You're a spirit being. He was quiet. I said it again. God created you like him, a spirit. I said, your papa don't lie to you. And this you must know. Before you learn anything else, and before you can ever be what God wants you to be, you got to know this, that you are a spirit being created in the image and the likeness of God.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share these teachings around the world. This message was brought to you by the patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and our faith partners worldwide. Like to become a faith partner? You can do so by sowing a financial seed at paypal.me/362LoveCenter. Or you can text to give at 54244, then text LCFC Give. Your gifts of love are truly appreciated. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. him. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God, and God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. And faith and the anointing work by love. You have a good week.